A cancer diagnosis is scary. And after getting the news, many people have to make decisions about the right treatment and covering costs really quickly. Our next guest reports on the healthcare industry for a living, and yet she says after her own diagnosis, those decisions were still difficult. Alexandra Glorioso writes about politics and healthcare policy for Politico Florida. She's also sharing her own story about charting a course to recovery. Alexandra, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You know, you were diagnosed with breast cancer about a year and a half ago, 31 years old. What went through your head at that moment?
I think I was just in complete and utter shock. I was always healthy and a pretty athletic kid and have generally taken care of myself. And I, you know, didn't go to the doctor very often, but I guess I was like the classic person, the young person who didn't think that they needed health insurance. And I just thought a lot of that stuff was far off for me. So yeah, it was just completely overwhelming, I guess I would say.
And you write and you know, tell people that after your diagnosis, those first couple of days were so stressful, and you had to make choices really quickly. What was in front of you then?
Yeah, it's amazing how you know. In my case, I went to the doctor to change my birth control. I had just gotten into a new relationship and my IUD had expired and I needed another one. You know, you only need those every 5 years. And I told my gynecologist that I had found a lump in my breast, but I was pretty certain it was nothing. And then things moved very quickly. They were like, yeah, it's probably nothing, but we're just going to send you to get a mammogram. And they were like, okay, we're just going to take a quick biopsy. And, you know, I started to piece together one test after another that everyone was actually pretty concerned. And then when my diagnosis came back, it was like, okay, well, good luck with that. You know, go find your treatment program and we wish you the best. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, I felt like I was like sent off into this long, cold adventure on my own. And thankfully, I have a lot of experience being a reporter and reporting on healthcare. I knew basically what to do. I got all my insurance information. I figured out where I was qualified to get treated. My family is in science and medicine. And I quickly dialed up my dad, who's a scientist, who quickly connected me with a friend of his who's an oncologist, but I still had to go and get all my records in person. And then I had to, you know, ship them to the places that I wanted to get treated. And I had to beg for an in front of the line interview with an oncologist and a surgeon and weed through, you know, where I was going to go. And I ultimately ended up picking a treatment facility that was hours away from my home in Tallahassee, Florida, where I live and work. And even once I had decided to go to that facility, you know, there was just endless numbers of decisions to make after that. And the biggest one being, you know, do I participate in a clinical trial? And if so, which one? And I only had, you know, 2 days to make that decision. So the whole time I'm just thinking, like, I can't imagine what this would be like if I weren't a reporter.
Because even with that background, you didn't feel fully prepared. So you were just imagining people who didn't have those experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty educated person. You know, I studied economics in college. I have my master's in journalism. I essentially interview people about really dense healthcare topics for a living and translate them to the general public. And yet I consistently feel like I'm just shooting in the dark. And I think the thing that has been the most surprising about it to me is that no one's really responsible for my care. It's really up to me. And I really didn't know that going into this whole process. And I don't think that's something that's really been communicated to me as a reporter. And it's just been this completely eye-opening experience.
Alexandra Glorioso writes about politics and healthcare for Politico Florida. We're talking about her personal experience working and living with cancer. Alexandra, you made the choice not only to keep working, but to write really openly about your treatment. You're speaking openly about it. Why do you do that?
Well, I mean, for one thing, it's like I kind of have this like front row seat I've always wanted. I mean, I don't really want it to be through myself, but you know, as a reporter, it's like all you want is access. And I'm a legislative reporter, so I cover policy changes and money and, you know, the state government. And so I feel all the time like I'm so many degrees removed from actual patients and the trials and tribulations that they endure. And so on some level, it's like my intellectual curiosity, I guess, is driving this. But on another level, also, you know, it's so hard and isolating to be a patient and to feel this burden of, you know, constantly taking your life in your own hands and making these complicated decisions that really could kill you at the end of the day. And so I guess I've also turned to it as a way to cope. You know, I've long been writing as a way to deal with lots of things. And, you know, in some ways this is no different. And it's like, you know, I feel sort of helpless, I guess, having this omnipresent disease. You know, right now I'm in remission for breast cancer, so I'm not under direct threat, but it could really come back at any time. And it's always with me. So I guess I feel like the only thing I can really do is communicate to the world as best I can what that experience is like.
Tell us about being welcomed to the Cancer Club.
Yeah, it's this really amazing group of people. You know, because I'm a reporter, I have an online presence and, you know, a Twitter following and things like that. That I think really kind of put my introduction into the Cancer Club into hyperdrive. And, you know, I really announced to the world that I had a cancer diagnosis shortly after I was diagnosed through a Politico magazine piece. And, you know, I've written two essays now for them about it. And after that, you know, I kept getting these emails, you know, and these direct messages on Twitter saying, oh, welcome to the best and worst club. Nobody wants to be in it, but the greatest people are here. And it really is true, I think, because it's this group of patients who are organized loosely online and, you know, I guess in person sometimes, who are passing advice to each other about how to select different treatment programs, how to deal with side effects, you know, offering emotional support. And at first, I didn't really think that I wanted to be in this club. I'm a millennial, so I guess I rebel against these things anyway, you know, structure and organization, and also being a reporter. But also, I just thought that, you know, this isn't going to really affect me. I've got a stage 2 cancer diagnosis. I'm going to be in and out. It's not a big deal. And it really has upended my entire life, and it's been the most difficult thing I've ever had to deal with, and it's completely changed my priorities. It's completely changed my group of friends, and, you know, I really have grown to depend very greatly on this club, from small things like what kinds of over-the-counter drugs can I help, you know, with cramps and pains caused by my different drugs, to just, you know, why am I so alone? Why do I feel so alone? Why do I feel this enormous existential crisis all the time about, you know, this vast landscape of death that I look onto every day? And it's comforting to know that there are other people out there who can relate to how you feel.
Yeah. Alexandra, thank you for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Alexandra Glorioso writes about politics and healthcare policy for Politico Florida, and she shared her own personal experience with cancer. You can read it at WPR.org/centraltime.